world's over.
Look in the past, let your hands get jump and jump. You better step your left game up, you know. SMP's where it's at.
What's up, everybody? It's October 15th, 2009. You're listening to Background Noise for www.redmattersite.com. We've got Luke James here, that's me. We've got John Sangster, Zachy Raffy, Devin DeVell, and Derek Ord. And unfortunately, we gotta start with some very sad news. There's somebody who's no longer with us, Derek.
We'd like to dedicate this podcast to a dear friend of all of ours.
Oh God.
Terrific actor.
Yes.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Oh.
Captain Lou Albano.
Captain Lou Albano.
We don't know how he died, so I'm going to say maybe he got bit by a snake or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go with
he
that.
He got bit by a snake. All right.
Bit by
wait,
a snake.
Wait, what?
Well, we don't know how he died, so we're just going to go with the
you
snake.
You got bit
buddy.
By a snake.
Didn't somebody just say it was natural causes?
Yeah, that's natural cause.
That
getting bit by a snake.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
He was hungry and it wanted to bite him.
It's more natural than being killed by Mother Nature herself.
That's all right, okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, so one thing we want to jump into right away, just because it just happened and is kind of still happening, is there's a kid that's was in the air, and we don't know where he is now. He floated up in the air on this big balloon. And he was flying around in Colorado area, I believe. And apparently the flying machine that he had landed, and he's missing from it.
this is a real story.
That's all I got, guys. So.
We're not just making this up.
Zach, you had some more on that, didn't you?
What was his father, a meteorologist or something like that?
Yeah, I think his dad was a storm tracker, and they were building a big balloon. I'm guessing track storms, and float up and track them. And there was two kids, an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. And they decided to play around in the backyard, and the 8-year-old put the 6-year-old in it. They untethered it, and then the kid went up. He was floating around Colorado.
That is something you would do, though. Like I could see my older brother doing that to me. Like,
oh, yeah.
Here, get in this shit, and I'm gonna cut the string with an axe, like it's Mario 1, like the Bowser Bridge.
Yeah.
And away you go.
Yeah.
But when the balloon came down, there was no kid.
So,
he might be an alien. Visitors, possibly.
I'm looking at CNN.com, and there's breaking news that they found him.
They found him?
Yeah, he was hiding in an attic.
So was it all just a joke?
Well, the balloon definitely went up. There's pictures of it flying around. So I guess there was just a balloon flying around. That's our breaking news. Great.
Oh, our breaking news is
a balloon was flying in the air. Great. Sorry, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
At least it looked like a flying saucer, so it may have like confused a few people and been like, what the hell is that thing
up
there?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and it was going fast, apparently, and they had it on CNN's front page for a while. And
probably the most coverage a balloon has ever had on national television.
Yeah, I would say.
Kids are so stupid. You like obviously knew he was in trouble, so he goes and hides in a box in his attic.
He was in a box.
They found Saddam.
He was hiding in a box.
Maybe his dad put him in the box.
We are now getting news that the father is beating this child into submission with an extension cord in the attic. We can hear his screams now. We're just waiting for the father to come out with more information.
It would be pretty embarrassing, for the parents.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, kids are pretty embarrassing for the kid. He has to go to school not being up in that balloon. He has to tell his friends, yeah, they thought I was up in that cool balloon, but I was hiding in my attic.
What was it you called him, Derek?
The cloud kid.
He's the cloud kid.
Yeah, he's the cloud kid.
He'll have his own video game in
actually,
a week.
I think that was a video game for the Game Boy.
Cloud Kid?
Kirby. That was Kirby. That's Kirby's that's Japanese translation.
Cloud Kid.
Cloud Kid.
So speaking of people beating people that shouldn't be beat, our first story is about on May 20th, 2009, Marshawn Pitts, a 15-year-old African-American special needs student, was walking down the corridor of the Academy for Learning High School in Dalton. I'm a retard, by the way. You should get
you're actually
ass.
The guy who's beaten, I think.
And a police officer in the school noticed that the boy's shirt was not tucked in and started shouting and swearing at him. Then he basically pushed him into lockers, threw him on the ground, and punched the shit out of him.
He really put a fucking whooping on that kid, man.
It was a
big... I was
big
surprised when I saw the video. I read about it, and I thought maybe he just, like, slapped him around, which is even... That's still too much, even.
Yeah.
But you watch it, and the stuff that he did is unbelievable.
Or even the first thing you think is maybe the kid said something to him or hit him or something, but there's actually video of this kid, and he was just about to tuck his shirt in, and he's a special needs student. This kid's, like... And the officer just jumped on him and started wailing on him. And he used a takedown that's actually... resulted in over 20 deaths nationwide and is banned in 8 states.
Yeah, the face down restraint. Yeah.
Well, like normally with these kind of things, I see them and I'm like, well, the guy was obviously doing something to, you know, make the police go after him.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's just, wow, I can't believe that actually happened.
Yeah, you know? It's pretty brutal.
I heard they actually beat the specialness out of him.
Yeah, he's actually a regular boy.
He's actually a regular boy.
It's like a modern Pinocchio.
They just whooped it out of him.
Geppetto just laid the smackdown on him.
The thing about it though too is I was watching the video. Like I heard about the story, and as soon as maybe it's ignorance, but as soon as someone says like, say if someone said to me, "Oh, my brother's mentally challenged," I just picture like Corky. Like I picture Down syndrome. Definitely that's just Corky. What I go to. I just picture that.
Yep.
And you watch this, and the kid in the video, he didn't really seem like he was that that challenged at all, really. He's not special. He's just normal.
I think the actual word is exceptional. They changed it from special.
Oh, he's an exceptional. Exceptional at not learning good. Mm. And
he's really good.
Not eating things that he shouldn't eat.
Exceptional. That's what it is. Yeah.
Did they ever say what he like what he had or anything? Or?
Yeah, it's when he was young, he suffered a brain injury and has a learning disability.
Oh, okay.
So he's probably not like full out. Like he can walk and do things on his own. He just doesn't
have a hard time learning things.
Yep.
Okay.
Kind of like me, I guess.
Yeah.
Only... a little bit smaller, a little bit blacker, and a little bit more beat.
He's got a bit more style. Those little cornrows in.
I tried cornrows. It did not work.
Slammed him into a locker.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys happen to catch the name of the officer that beat him down?
No.
Christopher Lloyd.
No, it wasn't really.
Yes, it was.
Was it really?
So, and it says Christopher Lloyd, age 38. So I'm assuming in Back to the Future, he was probably about 70. So he probably went back in time and beat the shit out of this kid.
He went back in time to beat up
a, that's what Christopher Lloyd looked like when he was younger.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Cop turned scientist.
Yeah, it's like Time Cop, only he's not helpful. He's not a very nice guy.
Not at all, no. He's not a cop.
No.
Time criminal.
Time herder
time
people.
Retarded person hitter.
And one thing you'll notice in the video is before he attacks the kid, he lays his coffee down. He's walking, and he puts his coffee down like next to the lockers and then charges him.
Doesn't the kid, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the kid say that's when he knew something was wrong, was when he saw him put the coffee mug down?
Probably.
That makes sense. I mean, if I seen somebody walking towards me and all of a sudden they set their coffee down looking at me, I'd be like, oh, shit.
I'm about to get my ass.
Especially
whoops.
A police officer. If he gets his coffee out of his hands, he wants to hurt somebody.
Yeah. He throws those donuts down, boy.
Yeah. He must have had a shitty day because having your shirt not tucked in, like, that's the reason he nearly killed this kid.
They're special kids. They should be allowed to have their shirt untucked, covered in finger paint and crayons.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, people. I mean, come on.
Did they say what his motivation was? Because... surely he didn't attack him.
No, but they found another story on him, and it turns out he had shot someone like 14 times in self-defense before. So I'm assuming he's just like a little bit crazy and super violent.
Just on the edge.
Yeah.
Just looking for any
excuse. Wait,
which
one? The cop or the kid?
The cop. The kid is just like, he was just going to school and...
you never shoot someone 14 times in self-defense.
In self-defense, yeah. It was like someone that was seeing his wife or something. And
what about after the 12th time? Didn't he think he was dead?
I have no idea.
Make sure the job's done.
But I'm pretty sure you would have had to reload.
Was he from Arizona?
Probably.
Yes. Very possible. I actually heard on some news stories that they were referring to this case as a beat downs.
Ouch.
I don't get it, Luke.
Well, you see, sometimes... That one was supposed to be bad, guys. I have to admit.
Mission successful.
Well, Devin's laughing at
yeah.
my shame.
Yeah,
feeling. So that works.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
shame.
Yeah.
What's the next
one? We have a little story about Theon Fleury.
Theorin.
Or Theo.
Mr.
Fury, we'll call him.
Mr. Fury. No, it's Fleury.
Nick Fury.
Anyway, former NHL star Theo Fleury is coming clean. He's coming clean on what he says.
Wait, he's what? Go back. He's
coming clean, Luke.
Coming clean?
Yeah, he's coming clean.
Okay, all right.
Okay. On what he says was a long-held secret of a chronic sex abuse that he believes transformed him from a confused kid into an angry, self-loathing boozer who blew millions of dollars on cards, drugs, and lap dancers.
And he also blew his coach, apparently, from what this is saying.
Yeah, not just millions of dollars, but millions of cock.
Millions of cock.
Over 9,000 cocks.
That's actually the unit they use to measure cock now, I've heard.
They do it for
millions.
Weight. And it's currency in Egypt. Thing. Yeah, so I read one of the quotes from when it says, I no longer had faith in myself or my own judgment. And then the next line was, the book is due to hit shelves Wednesday. Which makes me think, if you want to sell books, talk about your coach squeezing your dick.
There's no way he wrote that book himself.
Probably not. And he's probably... I question how much of this is real and how much of it actually bothers him.
Yeah.
Because, like, people do this all the time. They're like, you know...
We did a story about that the other week. Someone write a book and...
Yeah.
Oh, Mackenzie Phillips. Yeah. That's what you do if you're washed up. If you're known for anything, you know, like, a couple years once we're famous and then we stop doing background noise.
Well, fuck,
I'm just going to write a book about how Derek and Devin used to hold me down and... fondle me while John Sester
he had the biggest dick of the
and Zachy kissed my nipples.
I got the shit job and gone.
But, I mean, he hasn't played hockey for a couple of years, I don't think, because of drug tests and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, obviously, he needs more money. So, maybe that's...
Yeah, yeah, this is his marketing scheme. I mean,
honestly, it couldn't really affect his hockey career very much. Cause
or done. Maybe he can thank that dude that was... squeezing his pecker.
It's like I said with Mackenzie Phillips. Her dad's dick is a gold mine for her.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yep.
But, I mean, like, we're kind of making light of the situation. I mean, this stuff probably, you know, probably happens a lot more than obviously is heard. Like, you think about what goes on in those locker rooms.
Yeah.
I anybody I knew that played hockey is kind of weird back in junior high. That,
but
they have no qualms about pulling their dick out in locker rooms.
And, for sure.
Hey, this is a helicopter. My coach taught me as they swivel their hips and their wiener swings around.
And the coaches, like, most often hockey coaches, they're not the most, like, bright fellas that you're going to run into. You know, they're kind of crazy and a little bit, they're a little bit angry.
They
want to
win. You want to be a winner, don't you?
And if you don't win, he'll touch your bag.
He will. He'll pull your
coach actually,
down.
It says here, he would visit him and abuse him on the road, masturbating him and performing oral sex. He masturbated him. And warning, and he said that if he told anybody that, he wouldn't get to be a pro hockey player. So he'd actually go and find him on the road, like when he was doing road games, and he'd rush into the locker room and squeeze his little penis.
Really?
His little hockey penis.
So he really wanted it. That was his bottom bitch.
Yeah. How old is Fleury at this time?
At the time.
I mean. He played junior 12, hockey, 20, so he would have been like 16 to 19 or so.
Oh, Jesus. Just a young fella.
That's kind of fucked up.
Oh, jeez. If I was 16 or 19 you tried to grab my dick, I'd probably slit your throat.
You punched me in the nose the other day when I was trying to reach for something just close to that, and you socked me.
I think
me.
It was, it was...
A marbles. Bag of marbles?
Bag of marbles.
No, jacks. We were playing jacks. We were about to throw the ball down, catch some spiky objects.
You got a little too close in my personal area, Luke, which is my crotch.
I know. I'm sorry.
Something weird about that story. When I was watching SportsCenter earlier today, there was going to be an interview tonight, and they showed about a 30-second clip of it, and he said he has no hatred anymore for this guy. Like, if
for
you
the
saw
coach?
Him walking down the street, he would just walk right past him. He said, I wouldn't give the guy the time of day.
I bet his asshole would clench
he give
when he walked by. Just clench up.
Oh, it's him.
Oh, Jesus. There he is. Walking like he's trying to hold in a fart. I find it weird, though, that I mean, it's still sexual abuse, but it's weird that the coach was blowing him rather than making him blow the coach.
The coach wasn't looking for pleasure. Like, he was just, like, into the art of
he knew Theo was going to make it to the NHL. Maybe he wanted a piece of the cut.
He wanted a piece of the cut.
I got to stick with this guy. He's going to be good.
Yeah. What could I do? So, where's your next game?
I'm going to bring you a surprise. He has his hands behind his back like he has a present. And then he pulls around. He just grabs him by the earlobes. Just pulls him down.
Oh, God.
And that's the first time I've actually pictured that.
Yeah, ever pictured that?
Yeah.
Oh, ears are perfect to grab.
No. I mean with Theo Fleury in particular.
Usually you put Jaromir Jagr or someone else.
Yeah, or a football player. Mostly basketball players. Kevin Garnett, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Sure, why not? You creepy, creepy man.
I've been known to creep.
Speaking of, there's some other creepy things going on, actually.
There is.
Yeah.
So basically, two guys decided that it was a good idea to jump into a tiger pit. It says here, Trevor James Wearmouth and Thomas Anthony Bryce Hart. Okay, honestly, if you have more than three last names, get rid of fucking two of them. This shit is getting old.
Agreed.
Just no middle names, no married names. If you get married, you take the guy's name.
Drop that
go by
shit
one
off.
Name. I don't care. Just don't go by five, unless you're Stephanie McMahon Helmsley, which it's okay.
Billy Bob, Joe Carl, Danny Frank,
or that.
Wow.
Mm. They're both 27-year-olds. They scaled the outer fence of the zoo early on Monday and hopped a smaller safety fence around the tiger exhibit. One of the men suffered severe injuries to his arms when the tiger attacked from inside its enclosure, and the other man had minor injuries.
They're lucky.
I'd say.
Yeah. They're really lucky for jumping into a tiger cage and escaping with minor injuries.
Now, they didn't actually jump into the cage. There was two. There's one that kind of separates you from them quite a distance. You can go over that, and then you would actually be able to touch the fence.
So there's like two cages you got to go through.
Yeah, like I've actually been to that place before, and it's pretty safe. I mean, I could see where the guy could jump over, but to rub up against, like, hey, there's where the tiger is. I'm going to rub against this fence. He's not so smart enough to hit me through the fence.
It's like the worst idea ever.
I
would be five fences away from that beast.
It's one thing for one 27-year-old, but if there's two 27-year-olds that think it's a good idea to
and
climb in a cage with a tiger, then they both should probably be mauled by that tiger until they die.
I would agree.
At least the tiger had some fun, I'm sure.
They said that when the animal was very unsettled when the keepers first saw him after the attack, but he wasn't injured, which is good, because I don't want the tiger to be injured.
No, he's just doing what it's doing.
Exactly. He's stuck in a cage. He's just hanging out.
He's probably just frustrated.
Yeah.
He's like, this close. I'm so close.
I'm going to eat those guys.
So is that tiger white, or is it just that picture?
Just the picture.
Tiger Woods? I think Tiger Woods is... Oh, okay.
He's Capoclasian.
Tiger's half, I believe. Yeah, it's a white tiger.
He's Capoclasian.
That one, no, it's not. It's your typical...
Oh, it's just the black. Oh, they can do that to photos now.
Yep.
Your typical colored tiger.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean? Tiger Woods, if you're out there. I apologize. The thing is, though, with these, there's so many of these stories of people jumping in. I had another one here. Let's see here. A man with the last name of Zhang. Obviously, this happened in Beijing. Yeah. This wasn't in Lower Onslow. He jumped into a panda cage to retrieve his child's toy, and he just didn't think any harm would come to him because it's a panda bear, right?
They look cuddly.
They look fun and cute.
They have great big heads.
Yeah, exactly.
The key word is definitely bear.
Bear.
After panda.
Yeah.
You don't...
Or they're not actually bears.
They're not actually bears?
No.
Really?
What are they?
They're like big raccoons.
Really?
Wow.
You know that?
That's crazy.
I didn't know they was big coons.
We're all so shocked right now. It hurts.
Completely speechless because we just found out that panda bears are not bears.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about colored tigers and how you're saying that they're giant coons. As a black man, I'm offended, you guys.
So
I'm leaving the set.
Well, John, make sure that this fact is correct.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Oh, you were wrong?
I'll take that back.
Okay.
It is a bear?
Yeah.
It's a bear. Because I've been calling them panda bears and I feel like such a douchebag.
They're panda raccoons all of a sudden.
Panda raccoons. Yeah.
But speaking of raccoons, though, I seen a picture on the internet of a guy holding his kid over the raccoon pin to, like, pet the raccoons.
Aren't they supposed to be one of the most vicious, like, nastiest critters?
Yeah.
I say critters because they are. When I think of critters, I think of raccoons.
Definitely.
It's the first thing that comes. Those masked bandits of the night.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening so much now, it seems, that people are going into these wild animal pens because they think they can have fun with them, and it's just...
Oh, they're so stupid. Ridiculous. I hope they all get eaten.
Yeah, well, at least they learn their lesson one way or another, you know?
Either they die or they get seriously injured.
Exactly, which is, like, that makes sense. And then these stories come out, and then, you know, maybe me and Luke will be sneaking into a zoo one night when it's moonlit after having a couple beverages.
Sips of Truro's Finest Golden Glow. That's right, Golden Glow, Truro's Finest Wine.
Gross.
You don't like Golden Glow?
I never had it.
Oh, Golden Glow drunk is something else.
Because reading more about pandas, and I don't feel as bad now, because there's actually a controversy over how they should be categorized. Because they're both like bears and like raccoons. Some people say they're bears, some people say they're not bears.
There's just two like groups of scientists fighting.
Yeah.
There's a line of chalk drawn.
They're bears.
They're raccoons, damn it. They're
like
just throwing juice packs at each other because they're camping out, and they have lunch bags. They're throwing oranges and apples.
The idea of two groups of people like actually arguing over what type of animal it is just boggles my mind.
Yeah, people argue over dumber stuff than that, though.
You know what type of animal?
Like politicians, I assume what they're talking about is so important that I don't understand it. Because from my point of view, it's really fucking stupid.
Save me money.
Yeah.
Lower taxes.
We'll settle this by having a bear fight a raccoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would probably not work out very well.
We'll give the raccoon a bat.
Make it interesting. Make it like, you know, six or seven raccoons. See what they can come up with. Maybe they're maybe they work good in a group.
Yeah, but give them 15 minutes to prepare.
They come together like Voltron and just start
raccoon monster. There's a lot of these, though.
There's another one of a shark that jumped out of its shark tank and in onto a water slide and slid down the water slide into the swimming area where actual people are supposed to swim. And this happened during the night when the place was closed, and the water where the people were supposed to swim wasn't suitable for the shark, so they found the shark dead.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that it could make it into where the people were swimming...
It actually go down the water
slide. It went down the water slide, yeah.
Do they have video footage from the...
There's no video footage. They have pictures, though.
I would love to see video footage of that with, like, Benny Hill music playing in the background as the little shark goes down the swirly
with a big
slide.
But imagine if that happened during the day while somebody was going down the slide. You look behind you and you see a shark coming down after you. It's like, wow.
Or you're coming down the slide after the shark's already landed, and you just see the shark waiting there with a gaping mouth.
Yeah.
It's holding a knife and fork in its fins because somehow you're in a cartoon world all of a sudden. It's got a bib, and you slide into its stupid fanged mouth.
That is probably how you would remember it.
Oh, yeah.
I would try to. Just to deal with not having my legs anymore, wheeling myself around on a skateboard. That's sad.
He'd be like a really shitty Tony Hawk.
Very shitty Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of things jumping into pools, up next we're going to have a little bit of a story about a man jumping into a pool that's covered in poop. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmattersite.com.
All right, we're back. We have a story here about a feces-covered man who jumped into a pool. A Stewart man was drunk, naked, and covered in shit when he took a dip in his neighbor's backyard pool, authorities said. I don't like saying feces. I just want to say shit instead.
Yeah.
And by a Stewart man, somewhere in West Palm Beach, Florida. Robert Higgins, 21, was arrested Saturday night on charges of burglary to an occupied dwelling, disorderly conduct, and misdemeanor theft. According to the arrest affidavit, Larry Foss told deputies he heard banging and then a splash coming from his enclosed pool area. So, long story short, this guy was out drinking, and he was covered in shit somehow, and he jumped into his neighbor's pool.
Yeah.
And the thing about this story, it says nothing about how this man got covered in shit.
Exactly. I actually Googled, like, every sentence looking
for... I couldn't find
it. You know, something. And, like, I understand, like, maybe getting some shit on you somehow, but being covered in shit?
Yeah, they're saying he's covered in it.
They also specify that it's human shit, which is an important fact,
Yeah, it's human shit.
So wow. Someone shit on him, and then he went for a swim to clean it off.
What else could it have
been? Was there anyone in the pool?
No, it was night. He creeped.
It was
over.
Like at night. He was creeping around.
And the misdemeanor theft must have been the towel that he took.
That's
to
what I'm wondering. It's like, how the hell does he like steal stuff?
Yeah, he took a towel because he was naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
If a man is covered in shit, he should be allowed to take a towel from the fucking Gap store. He should be able to just take it from anywhere if he's covered in shit.
Ralph Lauren,
just the finest towel.
Yeah, to wrap his shitty body in.
The finest linens to clean up his body. Turdiness.
So, Luke, how do you think this guy got covered in shit, man? Any ideas?
Maybe he was really drunk, and he stumbled into a porta-john, and he just tripped and dove.
Right in?
And fell in. And then he was so distraught when he got out, he was just like, holy shit.
And he ran past the shower in his house to his neighbor's pool, because he didn't want to get shit on in the shower.
But apparently it says here they found his shorts on the front porch, so he had clothes at some point, right before he dipped in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole theft could have been not... at all. Like, he could have just put his shorts back on, walked away.
So wait, they found the guy's shorts on the homeowner's front porch?
Actually, they got dogs in to smell the
shit.
Shorts.
Oh, those poor dogs.
And they had to track the shorts down that were in his garage or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so imagine that. Like, imagine the look on the guy's face once the fucking FBI and the SWAT team is there with the dog barking at you, and you're like, yeah, I was the guy that... was covered in shit and swimming in my neighbor's pool. And imagine living next to your neighbors from then on. Like,
yeah.
You don't, like, if you're on your riding lawnmower in the front yard, they're not going to wave to you.
Bygones are not bygones when they involve
you. 21,
so
there's a good chance it's, like, parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could be. But I like how in the story it says that there was shit everywhere. Like, it was all over the screens, the door handles, and so he was just leaving a trail of shit.
Yeah, he was like a toxic...
Avenger.
Toxic Avenger.
He's like the Toxic
much.
Avenger.
Yeah. Toxic
shit.
Crusader.
It made me think of that. You guys, anyone see Dumb and Dumberer? Which was like one of the worst movies ever. But there's this one scene with Bob Saget, and there's just shit all over the bathroom. And it's funny because it's Danny Tanner.
Yes.
And he's actually, just like, there's shit everywhere. Yeah. There's shit. And he goes on a rant about how there's shit everywhere for like 5 minutes. And it's great. It's hilarious. But that's what that reminded
Danny
me of.
Well, Danny Tanner always did want things to be very clean. So
he did.
If there was shit everywhere, he'd
be angry.
Not he'd like be very that upset. Much. He'd beat the shit out of Michelle. Pick her up by her ankles and
shit up with
swing her like a warlord axe.
I still want to know how you covered in shit.
Yeah, that's why the drinking age doesn't happen to 19 me. And not 21.
So you can get covered in shit at an early age?
Yeah, at an early age. It's by the time you're in your 20s, you're past all that.
He's probably joining like a fraternity and all the bros all the bros were there like, dude, you gotta do a keg stand and then let a shit on you.
They just murmured that last part.
Yeah. He's like, okay, keg stand. What, do you say shit? And then they shit on him and then he went home and took a swim. I wonder if he was doing laps or if he was just cannonball or it says there was a smash and then a crash, then a splash. So
he was doing a couple dips.
Yeah.
He wasn't just swimming laps, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He's having a good time.
I like to pretend that he made no attempt to clean himself when he was in the pool.
Yeah, he was just going for a swim. He had no
idea.
He
just happened to be covered in shit and was like, I feel like going for a moonlight dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. But how else could you get shit on you? Is like there's not
human shit? Human I don't know.
Human shit.
Filming the next two girls, one cup, and like slipping and falling or something, maybe.
Yeah, just one cup.
Or like
it's just one guy and two assholes, and they're shitting on his body.
Maybe like a septic tank exploded, or he fell into
a septic tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could do that.
But why would?
Because those are everywhere.
They're all over.
You got to watch out. Just the other day, I just about tripped on a twig and fell face first into one.
I was at the park and I was on a slide and I went down the slide and I turned around. And there was a big septic tank coming down behind me on the slide. I was like, oh shit, this isn't going to end up good.
It all ties together. It looks like a shark. You think if they did this story, you think that would be the main thing as a reporter? Like the first thing you would ask is, how did you get covered in shit?
Yeah, but if you got covered in shit, you're not going to go around and tell people either. Like if a reporter asked you, how'd you get covered in shit?
You'd be like,
I don't know.
But maybe you would, though, so people don't think. Which is, you're making a good point, because maybe he was doing something naughty. Otherwise, he'd say, look, I did fall in a septic tank or whatever. So you're right. Maybe he was being a naughty boy. He had a bunch of girls pooping on him.
Yeah.
Or his bros.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, that his bros from Alpha, Omega.
Sigma.
Gordon.
Kata.
Alpha, Sigma, Sigma.
Oh, yeah.
Phi, too.
Phi.
Phi on you,
Alpha,
Satan.
Kata, is that what you just said?
Beta? I don't know.
A little bit of terrorism in there. It's all good.
I know I'm Middle Eastern, but...
So, speaking of people being naked, the playmate in this month's Playboy, do you guys know who it is?
I do know.
Do you know, John?
Tell me.
I do know.
Zachy, do you know?
Unfortunately.
I think all of us know.
I know, I was just being a dick. It's Marge Simpson.
Is she going to be covered in shit, do they say?
No, they probably won't shit on her.
Okay.
So I bet you Sideshow Bob would totally shit on people, and maybe Krusty.
They just draw the spread and then... Hugh Hefner just takes a shit on it, a big log on it. There we go. I heard a story in Florida. I just thought we'd try something new this time.
So that's interesting. Their demographic is 35-year-olds. They wanted to try to get it down to 25-year-olds, and they figured if we put Marge Simpson naked, every 25-year-old would want to see her naked.
Yeah, we're all in our early 20s. Don't you guys find that a little offensive?
A lot of people do, but I totally want to see Marge.
I've already seen her naked.
Yeah, but you're not going to see her naked.
You've seen fakes. Though,
I've seen fakes where they're Homer really, is banging her from behind and she's blowing her own son.
Like that Ninja Turtles video from last time. Like
that was real. Don't ruin that for me.
But I think it'd be so awkward to go into the store and buy this. I have a feeling that, like the Playboy online, if there's a way you can buy it online, that's going to spike this month.
It's no more awkward than getting Playboy to begin with. Like Playboy's like a magazine for like cowards. Like it's like having like if you have the internet, you shouldn't be getting Playboys, and unless you're reading the articles, in which case you should be.
That's what my father always used to say. He'd be out on the porch with his coffee and his house coat, reading his Playboys, and I'd come out and he'd like kind of ruffle it away. I'm just reading it for the articles.
Ruffled,
really? How come you're open on the spread where that girl has giant tits and there's coffee drooling out of your mouth, Luke, father?
Did he ruffle the magazine away, or did he ruffle his cock away?
Oh, Jesus. He was wearing a house robe.
Exactly.
So it's very possible.
Wow.
Disgusting.
And notice Luke didn't answer.
Sorry, father.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not actually going to see her naked, eh?
Oh, well, you know.
She's going to have, like, stuff in front of her.
But that's
like
dumb. Go all the way. If you're going to put her in Playboy, go all the way. If you're going to put her in Penthouse, you know.
Spray. Wasn't she in Maxim before? Marge? This was in another magazine. I remember hearing this before. That's why I thought it was an old story.
Lois Griffin's going to be in Hustler.
Really? She'll be fully naked in Hustler. They don't care. Hustler doesn't care. And you know the creator's a Family Guy.
Yeah, plus the creator's a Family Guy compared to like Fox.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Do it.
So all in all, it sounds like a pretty lousy plan. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't blame them. Like, good try. That's interesting. Like, it's obviously, we're talking about it, you know?
I'm going to take the other side here. I think that it's an amazing marketing ploy. Because yeah. there's so much talk about it now that they're right back up on everyone's yeah. mind.
I haven't paid attention to Playboy since, like, 1912.
I haven't paid attention to The Simpsons since, not 1912, but a couple of years now anyway. I haven't
yeah, it's because it's been really bad.
Haven't cared at all.
If they somehow mixed it into an actual Simpsons episode, I think that would be the way to go.
That would be really cool.
That'd be kind of cool if they did that.
Like, they had the whole...
Like, the Sunday, you know, the Playboy Sunday before or... Playboy comes out, they have the episode where she's doing the shoot and shit like that. Yeah. That would be interesting. But
that would be really cool. That. John, you should be a writer for Simpsons.
Should.
Just for that one idea.
Yep. So while we're just on that one episode.
While we're on the topic, who are some other cartoon characters you'd like to see naked?
We can do video games, too.
Sure.
I'd have to go with...
Jessica Rabbit. Let's just get it out of the way. Yeah. Jessica Rabbit was always voluptuous. Yeah. Those big old lips.
Yeah. Jesus. Where do you go from there?
Where do you go from there? Just it's pretty hard. Jesus?
Jesus, yeah.
You'd like to see him play
Playboy? I wouldn't mind taking a peek.
All right, now, which one are we talking about here? The South Park Jesus or a different...
No, we're talking real-life Jesus.
Real-life Jesus. Yeah, close enough to cartoons.
Yep. Oh.
Endowed with the Holy Spirit.
Luke, yeah, what do you got on your mind?
What have I got on my mind? Yeah. I'm picturing Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah, and remember the big gorilla from Roger Rabbit?
He's real.
Yeah, the doorman. And she grabs him by his collar, right? And she pushes him down on the bed.
Good Lord.
And he just falls back. And he's just like, what are you doing? She says, you know what I'm doing.
Keep going, Luke.
And she takes her satiny gloves.
Oh.
She rubs them together to get all kinds of friction. They make all kinds of cartoon sparks.
A little bit of static, perhaps.
A little static. And she starts just massaging his nipples. His big gorilla nipples, right? And they're like pencil erasers.
Yeah.
They're just sticking out like 2 inches, right? They're just sticking out. She's just pinching them. And he loves it because he's just a monkey. He's just a doorman, right? He doesn't get a lot of play.
This is pretty sad, Luke, because you're talking more about the monkey,
than the girl.
The monkey's nipples are very important to this story.
Yeah. If you have the monkey's nipples pictured wrong in your head, it just...
It really does ruin it. Because gorillas, if you've ever seen a picture of a gorilla, they always have these big, hard nipples. It's true. I've seen National Geographic where they have silverback gorillas.
I've seen Mark Henry.
Women with big, pointy titties, too.
It's true.
When you guys were kids, did any of you get confused about whether or not Jessica Rabbit was actually a rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit never.
No, because you didn't have tails and ears, you dummy.
Yeah, but her name was Rabbit. I always assumed she had just like the cottontail thing going on.
Really?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Roger Rabbit? Yeah, that's where her name come from. But I was
so if I marry a white woman, that means that I'm a white woman?
You slowly get tan or less tan over time.
It slowly happens over time.
We know where to go with this, but we won't.
This is an interesting theory. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
kids look like?
Oh, that's why he turned into a little person. Never mind.
Little white girl?
Yeah. He would have turned into a little boy, though, wouldn't he? I mean, let's just be honest here, folks. That's what would happen. I don't want to beat around the bush.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Michael, we're sorry. Rest in peace.
Who are some other?
I think South Park pretty much covered that last week.
Yeah.
Close the book. Yeah. Michael Jackson.
I want to hear more cartoon characters. Everybody, you got to think
cartoon
somebody.
Characters? Let's see.
Brian Griffin.
Brian Griffin. Nah, he's already naked. Except for his collar.
Yeah.
Collar bothers you?
I would have to go with like video game characters, like Ivy from Soul Calibur, probably.
Yeah.
And then maybe like...
Tacky from Zelda. Soul Calibur.
Yeah, and, everyone from Soul Calibur.
Everyone from Soul Calibur, take your tits out now. Yeah. Peel off your plate armor. I agree.
Yeah.
Zach, you look like you're deep in thought. You're just...
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one.
Devin?
I don't really know of any that I would want to see naked.
Okay, see getting plowed by a gorilla who may or may not have large nipples.
You've already covered that one pretty well, I mean, with Jessica Rabbit. And, I mean, video game characters, obviously, because they try and make them, like, sexually attractive anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, their whole point.
Well, look at that volleyball game.
Yeah, dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
Volleyball. Not even a volleyball.
You know what?
Game,
where the originally. Boob, one boob turns to the right, and the other one like goes to the left. They're like googly eyes.
We actually put that in the demo system at EB Games once.
Really?
And
jumped off.
We started to play it, and we got like 4 or 5 minutes in, and we're just like, we cannot do this.
Yeah.
Complaints.
We cannot have this on the screen here at the mall.
Yeah.
We had to turn it off.
You have these kids in there just that keep touching their pecker. like kids always do when they're in the mall, even when they don't have to pee, they're just always grabbing their dicks. Disturbs me. And I don't like it.
I think Tomb Raider is kind of the classic.
Yeah, Lara
classic
Croft.
Classic choice. Yeah, that's her name. Her name's not Tomb Raider. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And she has
been done. Yeah, that's been done so many times.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's been done over. I want to see the grandmother from Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Just those big
you
old...
You brought her up last week during the cartoon sex, too. You,
yeah.
You like that. You dig that chick.
I have a bit of a thing for her, because I just like to see... She takes her shirt off, and those big tits, they just look like oranges and socks.
And
they just drop down to her ankles.
Yep.
Oh.
And she knows how to handle things.
It does. Okay, we got to move on from this.
Yeah.
I'm getting hot and bothered.
Yeah, I know. You're at half stock right now. I can see it poking.
It's actually full stock. I'm kind of pathetic.
Oh. All right, so our next thing we're going to talk about is some Facebook stories, some goofs that are on Facebook, and they don't really pay attention to what they're doing.
Yeah.
The first one we have is Maxi Sobo, a 26-year-old criminal hiding in Mexico who not only used his Facebook status to tell everyone what he was doing and how much money he was having, but also added a former Justice Department official to his list of friends.
What a smart man.
Yeah.
So, I actually have the quote from his status. Do you have that there? If you do, I'll let you carry on.
No,
the story. No.
Go ahead.
This is his status. Life is very simple, really. This is all in caps, by the way. But some of us humans make a mess of it. Remember... I'm just here to have fun. Party! And party spelt with a bunch of E's.
Which is not spelt right because he's like, Mexican.
What an idiot.
Actually, no, he wasn't Mexican. Yeah, he was a white dude that fled to Mexico. My bad, Mexicans. All right. So the first line of the report that I read said, some people take to becoming a fugitive like a duck to water, which I thought was probably the worst opening line for a news report I've ever heard.
Like a duck to water. It's probably been used many times.
Yeah.
They just pull that one
like
out of a hat.
You like a fugitive like duck to water. Okay. Great. But he was uploading pictures of himself at some party, and he had certain clothes on, and he had a certain backdrop, and he said where he was, and they asked the Justice Department official to... you know, just lurk his photos, basically, and tell the police where he was. And it turns out the living it up he was doing was actually working in a hotel in, like, Cancun. So, like, yeah, he was partying all night, but he was working in a hotel during the day. And, you know, he didn't obviously have that much money because he was working in a hotel.
People are so stupid.
So that ended his little spree.
So dumb. Facebook is going to be the end of humanity.
He committed bank fraud. And he fled.
Was he on parole? Was that, or was he was a fugitive?
Yeah, he was a fugitive. Okay.
Yeah, he fled the state or the country before they actually fully investigated him and whatnot. So that's
so
funny.
If you're gonna break the law, I guess don't put it in your Facebook status.
Don't update your status and take pictures. Take pictures and have your status saying, "Here I am, having lots of fun at the McDonald's on King Street."
I see this a lot with like kids and stuff, where they have like videos on Facebook of them doing stupid shit, and it gets them in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
Same with YouTube.
But, I mean, if you're a fugitive, you should know better than to, like, put your face out on the internet.
Yeah.
Just rule number one is don't document your own crimes.
Yeah.
You said that with so much conviction that I'm just like, I'm wondering.
John knows all too well.
Wondering what you're up to, you sneaky man.
Always wear a burglar mask, too, so people know.
A burglar mask? Hamburglar mask.
Yeah.
The Burger King.
I was the big purple guy.
The Burger King King mask.
Grimace, yeah. Who never really looked like he was grimacing. He actually looked pretty happy most of the time. That's enough.
True.
That's enough about grimace, guys.
It is.
So the next to Facebook story is one that I know Luke likes a lot. Authorities in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, arrested a 39-year-old John Christopher Forehand last week for allegedly using the social networking website Facebook to locate and sexually proposition his estranged 13-year-old biological daughter.
That's pretty much the gist of it. I like how they're saying the name he was using was Bad Daddy.
Bad Daddy.
Which is like, you're definitely not a good daddy.
No.
If you're doing that, your name should be the worst daddy.
Yeah.
Trying to solicit
your daughter.
That's
her first
hint. So did he know? Did he know it was
his daughter?
Oh, he knew.
He
had dreams. Apparently he was having dreams about his daughter, and then he just woke up like hard as a rock and was like, holy fuck, I have got to have sex with my daughter one way or the other. And he just logged onto his Facebook account like any other morning and then sent her off some messages.
With his morning wood.
Yeah.
And they put him in prison, obviously, because, you know, you're not allowed to do that, apparently.
No, you shouldn't.
And his bail was $400,000 straight bail, which means you have to pay the full amount in cash. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this dude probably doesn't have $400,000 in cash around because he's browsing Facebook trying to fuck his daughter.
Yeah.
That doesn't really seem like a wealthy guy thing to do. Maybe it is, but I don't
think
so.
You never know. Some people are just sick. Doesn't matter how much money they have.
Yeah. He's just going to post bail and then walk and say, yeah, at least I tried. Yeah,
I tried.
Yeah.
Jeez. And he probably wishes that he never tried, so then he could always hold on to that dream of maybe someday I can fuck my own daughter.
I mean, having his name in the newspaper is... You're so happy about that. You're like, well, maybe.
You know. No, it's terrible. I just think it's terrible, but it's hilarious. Like, it's just a ridiculous situation that someone would try to do that in the first place, but that they would go on Facebook as Bad Daddy.
Yeah.
Being a bad daddy. Bad Daddy sounds like the name of a very muscular black wrestler.
Yeah.
Bad Daddy. And he comes out and he's just a tough man. And you don't fuck with Bad Daddy because he's bald.
So how did it go down? Did he post on her wall or did he send her a message?
Yeah, he sent her messages. Like he was saying things like, not every daughter has the chance to do something special with their dad like this. And stuff like that. Because
most of them are going fishing or doing something normal.
A little more special than that.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Another quote was, he said, daddy knows how to take care of his little girl or something like that. Or no one will take care of you like your daddy. Yeah. Which, good thing she didn't misconstrue that, because she could have been like, yeah, living with my mom sucks. Maybe I should go live with my dad.
Yeah. And the first thing she did when she started reading about this, I guess he was propositioning some lewd sex acts to her, and she didn't know what they were, so she Googled them and found out what they were. And as soon as she found out what they were, she went to her mom and was like, dad wants to do this to me.
She was open-minded at first. She called the police. At first she was open-minded. She's like,
peel a banana. That doesn't sound so bad.
Keeps looking up all these things. Donkey Punch.
Yeah, sounds like a fun game.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So basically, you shouldn't ever trust anyone on Facebook.
No, you got to be careful on there. And there, you had another story, didn't you, Devin?
Yeah,
there was the break-in.
The break-in? Well, there was a lady in Truro that was actually dead, and some company pulled a picture off Facebook and used it in an ad.
Jeez.
Actually, I have a chunk of the... no, I don't. Yeah, I do. She was in a... picture
colon cleanse
promoting a colon cleansing product on Facebook.
Yeah.
Shock, anguish, and anger were several of the emotions experienced by Dale Ling. Some of the other emotions she felt were confusion, arousal, and then a hankering for Mike and Ike's.
Hankering for Mike.
Did you just make that up off the top of your head?
No, I actually had it written down for like 4 days. I've been practicing that in the mirror, so I'm glad you guys laughed. I would have left. No more podcast.
Everyone always has a hankering for Mike and Ike's, don't they?
Yeah.
Even if you don't. Like, I didn't, but then you said it, and I was like, God damn.
Yeah. I actually was thinking in my head, like, what would I have a hankering for? And I was like, you know, there's foods like tacos and shit. And I was like, Mike and Ike's, pretty much. Anytime I'm at Blockbuster and I see a wall of Mike and Ike's, I'm like, well, I suppose I could
take
eat
your
those
arm
until I get
just
sick.
Knock them all off into my shopping mouth. Cart, which they don't have at Blockbuster, but you steal one from a grocery store. Because that's how much you want them. Hello!
That's how many movies you're going to rent. Oh, my goodness.
I am interested to see how this pans out, though, because, I mean, putting pictures on Facebook, a lot of people do it, and they're out there for everyone to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put pretty much anything on Facebook myself for that exact reason. And I'm interested to see what comes from this. If they actually sue the place and they get money from it, or, you know, what goes down.
Well, legally, Facebook has it all covered, right? Like, they're allowed to use whatever
Facebook
they want.
Facebook does.
I think when you sign up, doesn't it say that they own...
They can
they
use it
own
for their
your
own
soul,
purposes.
I believe, Beelzebub.
They can use it for their own purposes, but they can't sell your stuff to somebody else.
Yeah.
So, like, if they wanted to make an advertisement for Facebook, they're allowed to use your pictures.
Yeah, that's true. They can't sell it to, like, third-party companies.
Yeah. So...
Do we know that they sold it?
Oh, I have no idea. But... I don't know. If they're going after Facebook, I mean, they don't really have a leg to stand on. But if they're going after the company that's, you know, advertising this colon cleanse
stuff.
Colon
cleanse 2000.
Yeah, then...
It's great stuff.
They so might have something
the
there.
The picture was from Facebook. Was the ad being displayed on Facebook as well?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, they just took like a cutout of her head, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And just like pasted her smiling face under colon cleanse.
I wonder like how you choose someone for a colon cleansing ad. Like if they're just browsing random people's pictures and you're like, okay, that lady looks like she needs her asshole cleaned. And then
she's the one.
Yeah. Also, we don't know if this lady actually agreed to that. before she died, she may have given them the picture and
she
said,
took
all right,
that
here,
secret
I'll take,
to the grave.
You, take your, you know, $500 and you can use my name.
I want to be remembered forever.
Well, if that was the case, then they would just have the legal document saying that happened.
That's what they should have, but...
It would be shocking to see... I'm not going to lie. If I saw one of you guys in an ice cream ad or something, I would laugh my head off. And then I'd sue them.
You sued them because we were in the ad.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still
He's my friend.
Yeah. He's my best friend.
Luke doesn't need ice cream all the time.
Luke's still alive at this point.
Oh,
he's so offended you're suing them anyway.
Yeah,
for
That's
me.
That's my friend.
Exactly.
But there was another story, though. Break-in. Someone was talking about someone broke in and left their Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that in the news the other day. Yeah. A guy broke into a woman's house, like, robbed her blind, and while he was there...
He was blind?
He took her eyes?
We're so fast.
We are. Double whammy. Terrible jokes for you, for your hearing
pleasure. Yeah, so he robbed her house, but while he was there, he's like, I'll check my Facebook. So he logged in on her computer, checked his Facebook, and then left. And then when she woke up in the morning, she's like, oh shit, I've been robbed. And at some point during the day, she sat down on her computer and saw someone else had signed
in. He was
in.
Still logged in. It says, robbing this bitch blind, motherfuckers. Yeah.
And then he's doing like likes on random people's statuses, and he's like commenting on photos. Looks like he had a fun barbecue on fucking Helga.
Changes his profile picture to himself leaning over her bed, giving a thumbs up.
The way but he never stole the computer.
No, I guess he left the computer, but...
Ugh, the dummy.
He already had one. He just didn't want
to. So they got him pretty easily.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to break in, just get in and out. Like, how stupid do you have to be to just do more shit? Especially when it comes to technology and the internet. Like, there's no way you're going to get away.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Yep.
You're done. That's it. You're over. You're done.
That's it.
That's it for you.
Like, little Mickey Mouse.
Little Mickey. Mickey That's agrees.
Good. You guys are freaking out my cat.
Mickey, eh?
Yes.
Mm.
Mickey. We're going to talk about Mickey.
We're going to talk about Mickey.
We're going to talk about Mickey. Mickey Rourke.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about Mickey Rourke. So, Mickey Rourke has activists up in arms after he attempted to defend video footage of him calling a journalist a faggot. Apparently, someone wrote something about him dating one of the young starlets in Hollywood, and he said, I'd like to break
Evan
the legs.
Evan Rachel Wood, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Whoever that is. So she's not even a starlet. She hasn't even twinkled yet.
Oh, no. She's totally
she's
a star.
She's a dull broad.
Yeah, Evan Rachel Wood. If you look up her name on IMDb, she's...
I've never heard of her
Luke,
in my life.
You're out of this planet.
Evan Rachel Wood?
Yeah.
I think if you're going to be called a starlet, Luke James should know who you are.
All right.
Okay.
That's official right there.
It's official.
So, he said he wanted to break this journalist's legs, and called him a faggot.
Oh, wait, sorry, I got to interrupt again. That's Marilyn Manson's girl. Is that who she is? I just saw a picture of her with Marilyn Manson. Is that his woman?
Yeah, very possible. Yeah.
Okay. She's some creamy. Look at her.
So is Marilyn Manson.
She's like a porcelain doll. Except I would love to have sex with her. Not so much with a porcelain doll. That would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They have those weird eyes.
Yeah. And it would hurt if
it
broke.
And then you get that one there.
Well.
I like...
If you Google image search, there's another Rachel Wood who is not so spectacular.
She actually looks like a...
Boy.
Little boy.
Looks like a lesbian.
Yeah.
The stereotypical one.
Anyway.
So, his stance left campaigners at the Gay and Lesbian Alliance fuming. What?
Flaming
what
or fuming?
Fuming, and they were flaming. They had pink Bristol board and all that. But I mean, let's face it. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance, what do they do besides fume and flame? Like, honestly, like they probably do some positive stuff, but all I ever hear is when they're complaining.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, South Park should have crushed everything by now. You know, like, South Park has shown you that you can use the word faggot and other racist things that I'm not going to say because Luke is eyeballing me right now.
That, I am not a moon cricket. God damn it. You ocean ghost.
Okay. Yes. All right. Please don't say ocean ghost.
Sorry.
Again.
I'm sorry.
That was a little offensive.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to jump back to. Though. But it's their job to get angry at people that say gay and faggot. And guess what? I know lots of gay people, and lots of gay people call me a faggot, and I call lots of non-gay people faggots. And faggot has kind of become like an insult. It has nothing to do with gay people. Like Mickey Rourke said, obviously it does.
I see both sides of the argument. Like, I don't like using it too much just because you know, I do know a lot of gay people.
Yeah.
And as a minority, I hate to compare, like, homosexuality and black thing, because then you're always going to piss somebody off and be like, how are you going to compare those two things or whatever? But I understand when a certain word or a slur from certain people isn't good. But I also think it's about context as well, right?
Context is king.
The context of it. Like, there may have been times where somebody called me a nigger, and I wasn't too upset about it.
He
just looked at all of us.
I could tell you a story.
Lay it on us.
Not too long ago, there's a guy named Lucas McLaughlin. He's a brown fella. He was having a party at his place. Lots of different people were over. We were just hanging out, having a couple of drinks. And this woman who will remain nameless, because, you know, why would I say her name? I respect her. I got no problems with her at all. After this story, you'll see why I don't have problems with her. She was over, and, you know, we kind of knew that we had a thing for each other. You know, we knew something was going to happen eventually. She came over all dolled up and all dressed up. So we're partying, drinking, carrying on and listening to music. We run out of beer. So we go back to her place. As soon as we go in the door, she pushes me down on the bed, and I got raped, basically. She just pushed me down, pulled my trousers down, right into it. I'm not going to get into all the gory details. But at one point, we were having sex, and I was pumping, and she says, fuck me with that nigga cock. A white girl said that to me. And I stopped for a second, and my eye kind of looked, and I was just like, yeah, I will fuck you with my nigga cock. God damn.
Yeah.
I have been doing that for the past little while.
You just stop and think about how you felt.
Yeah, I was like, does that offend me? But how offended can you be when your dick is already inside somebody?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're a fucking jerk. Well, yeah, you don't pay rent on time. I'm trying.
Wow.
So, I mean, in that context, I wasn't mad about that.
Yeah.
But obviously, there are contexts where it would bother me. If someone was rapping a song lyric and they just kind of said it, it wouldn't bother me. Unless I was just in a bad mood and I didn't like the person and I just wanted to pull out the race card and be like, what did you just say?
Yeah. Some people just don't deserve to say anything offensive ever. Like, if they say something, I'm just like, yeah, you're not allowed to say that. And then if someone else says, like, faggot, I'm like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of faggots.
Just like anything else, it's context. You know, like, I laugh at a lot of things, and I say a lot of things.
You just laugh at a lot of things.
I do all the time. That's all I do is make fun of shit. But to me, it's just like, for me, as someone who looks at the humor in everything, that's the context that I live my life by. It's just, some things are just funny. I'm going to laugh at different things. Sometimes I'll say certain words that might offend people, but I don't mean to. I'm not saying that makes it okay and justifies it for everybody. Everyone starts saying what you want if it's funny.
Yeah.
But even with me, like, sometimes people want to tell me racist jokes. For some reason, sometimes white people, they like to do that. They like to say, like, I heard this racist joke.
Like, they're trying to
just to test.
The ice.
Just to see, like,
how
cool they are with me.
In the door.
And if the joke is funnier than it is racist, I laugh. Because some of them are just hilarious. Like, how do you stop a black guy from raping a girl? Throw a basketball. Like, that's just so stupid and absurd that I'm like, I get it. Because black people are really good at basketball a lot of the time. It's true. Own the NBA. But then there's some that are just, you know, completely just rude. And you know that it's supposed to be more offensive than a joke, right?
Yeah.
So that's a little sidetrack thing. But that's just, you know, kind of tying together how certain words can offend people.
Yeah, I think for any organization, they have
black
to...
Black people who are...
Well, just jump
organization.
I know you guys got a club. Fuck off.
Got a secret club. Oh, what time is it? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I gotta leave, man. I gotta meet the brothers. Brownies. It's not just little girls anymore.
The little girls are still there, though.
Still there.
They sit in a circle in the middle.
Let's just cut this right there.
Okay, but before we move along, I have to say that you can take any word personally. Like, as a straight white guy, I could walk down the street and overhear things and be like, oh, you just said that. You know? And, like, so it's a matter of, like, how you take it. Like, for me, it's pretty hard to offend me because, like, you know, it's words. You know, I'm either going to let it bother the crap out of me or it's just going to be like, okay, you're an idiot for saying that. Good job. So, you know, it never really bothers me. So,
just talking about the gay and lesbian alliance again, you're saying they're getting offended over that and they probably shouldn't.
Wait. Gay and lesbian gala.
Is that what... I don't know if that's what it's called. I always mix
it. I don't know, but I just thought that was kind of funny that it makes gala, because when you think of a gala, it's a pretty gay affair. Satiny dresses and gloves. Silk gloves and punch tables. I'm sorry. Carry on.
I was just saying that they always have to be careful that they don't end up being perceived like PETA is.
Yeah.
Because if you shit your pants over every issue, people are going to stop caring about everything you say.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, Mickey Rourke, like... is anyone, when, like, if Mickey Rourke eventually comes out and says, I'm sorry, I won't say faggot on camera again, is anyone going to feel better, really?
No.
Look at the guy. He looks like a drunken, retarded fucking rock star.
Yeah. Well, is there anyone on Earth who actually feels bad about what he said? I think people just might be freaking out for
airtime. Yeah, it's just something for them to talk about.
Maybe we should play that video of him. This is what he had to say about these allegations. You know, he said it.
Oh, this is the video where he's, like, drunk out of his mind, isn't he?
Yeah, there should be a video up there.
Yeah. You can't say faggot in L.A., you understand?
Right.
You gotta say bitch, or you gotta say punk, but you can't say faggot. Even though when I used to play football, if a guy dropped a pass, I'd say, hey, man, you know what? You know, don't be a faggot, catch the ball. It had nothing to do with gay, it had to do with catch the f***ing ball, motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Catch the f***ing ball. You understand what I'm saying?
He needs support from his...
Catch the ball.
Protector.
Punk ass, faggot. It's the same thing. You understand?
Now you can't say it.
No, I don't give a motherfucker about what I can't say. You know what I'm saying?
We're from Spain.
Faggot, f***ing punk, bitch, catch the football and run like a motherfucker. Okay? It ain't got nothing to do with being a homosexual. And if they want to label all that shit, you know, f*** you, you know?
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Catch the f***ing ball and go for the f***ing... Go that way. It ain't got nothing to do with being a homosexual. You have to be with... Catch the football, motherfucker.
If you actually look up the word faggot in the dictionary, it says a guy that drops a football.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
No, I'm just kidding.
I love his response when the guy's like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like how at one point he turns to his bodyguard, the bald guy, and he's like, you know what I'm saying? And he just kind of looks away like, I am not getting involved in this shit. Yeah.
I'd rather not.
This is just on YouTube, by the way. Mickey Rourke defends gay slur. But as usual, we'll post it on www.redmattersite.com.
There's a lesson to be learned here for people that are like, you know, not people that are intolerant. I mean, you know, people that are gay bashing and hate gay people, you're fucking ignorant. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, flat out. But people that get up in arms over something like this, there's a lesson to be learned. Like, look at this dude. He's not a very bright dude, but if you listen to where he's coming from, you understand that he's really not... He says he has tons of gay friends. Like, he says out of everyone he knows, he has more gay friends. And you can tell. Look at the guy. He has long hair and, like, you know, I'm sure he has... very Hollywood-y gay friends, but you know, you can tell the dude is not prejudiced towards gay people.
I just respect that he actually said, I don't give a fuck, I'm going to say whatever I want to say.
Yeah.
I respect that he did that, you know?
Yeah. So annoying when people backpedal.
Yeah.
Oh, he's... I don't know, he made a good point, I guess. Obviously, I can see why people are pissed off over it.
Yeah.
I can't say I fully understand it, because I love the vagina. It's no secret.
If anybody hasn't seen the Louis C.K. bit out there about this, you should probably check it out, because it's very, very similar.
Yeah, we'll post that up on the forums as well. It's just about context and stuff like that. I know personally, if Mickey Rourke called me an ocean ghost, that I would
ocean ghost.
I know. Ooh. I would get really pissed. Like, that's crossing the line.
You should explain that one to the
I was browsing a list of racial slurs on the internet,
because you got to keep up on top of them. There's so many that come. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly. So I want to stay on the ball, so I can stay nice and extra racist. And apparently one thing that Japanese people used to call white people is an ocean ghost. So I'd prefer nobody said it, because it's a little offensive to me.
I'm sorry. I know I used it earlier.
He did use it. And I don't like that.
Isn't that your MSN name?
Yeah, it is. My MSN name right now.
We're allowed to use it.
Yeah.
We can call each other that.
Yeah. Ocean ghost. I guess I can't use it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Sorry, Luke.
I've got a plethora of names.
Well, once you get white enough, we might allow you to start using it. Like, some white guys are allowed to be a little more black than others.
Okay,
like,
I'm working on it. I got the new Alice in Chains album.
There you go. You're a couple steps ahead of.
Yeah, working on my rock scream.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Not so much a scream. A little.
That was a little work, but I mean,
a little work.
But you got the Alice in Chains. It was a good start.
So how do we tie that up? What's the bow on it?
We do have a little something to say about an American Idol guy.
Oh yeah,
Zach, I think you know some things about this guy.
Oh yeah, the runner-up American Idol this year, Adam Lambert, is already making a big buzz in the Amazon.com presales for his album coming out.
And it's not a buzz like, buzz, buzz.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, maybe it is.
And it wasn't pre-sales. It was pre-cum that he was making in the pants.
Because he brushes his teeth with cocks.
Definitely one of the most entertaining people I've seen in the show. And I've only seen a couple seasons, but it was definitely worth watching last year. And I think the fact that he was gay had a big thing to do with why he didn't win, because his opposition really wasn't that good. And
why he didn't win?
He was, yeah.
I disagree. Being gay right now is like...
That's the new thing.
It gives you the most attention in the world.
Every pretty girl has a gay best friend. I hope you're right,
because that would be a terrible reason for him to leave.
Yeah, and I can't see
it. Wasn't the guy who won like the first season or second season? Like,
I imagine 90% of the people on that show, you know, including the people judging and the audience members, are pretty gay.
Make you think of the dance show.
I'm thinking about all those shows. Dev, could you bring up a picture of this dude? I got a little something to say.
I've never seen a picture of this guy.
Yeah.
Wait till you see this guy.
He was an amazing singer, and he's already outselling pretty much everything on Amazon, and his album hasn't even hit. It doesn't come out for another month.
Oh!
And there's not even a teaser song come out yet, like a single. Wow, so we're not going to show these pictures.
So while Zach was...
I'm dying.
Okay, while Zach was explaining how good of a musician he is, Devin brought up some pictures of him, and these pictures are like, he's gay, but he's like a little like super gay.
The fourth one.
I think he actually looks like maybe like...
Is that gold on his nipples?
Yeah.
This is the guy who is supposed to... Oh my goodness.
Is he dressed like a genie?
I don't want genies to be dressed like that. I want them to be like in Aladdin. That looks a little too dazzly. Razzly dazzly.
Okay, just so people are clear what I'm laughing at, we search Adam Lambert on Google Images, and right away there's like four pictures of him deep tongue-kissing other guys.
And he kind of looks passionately. Like if Chris Angel had a gangbang with the Jonas Brothers and then like a big cloud of smoke happened, he would walk out.
Which it would, because it's Chris Angel.
It's Chris Angel, exactly. He's like a gay Chris Angel Jonas Brother man.
He's not just gay. He's like super gay. Like, you know you're really gay when you do Google image search and more than half the pictures are you like making out with a guy, grinding on somebody. Okay. Painted green and making a pouty face while your ribs and nipples are showing.
Don't do this, I warn you now, but if you Google image search Derek, D-E-R-R-E-K, it's pretty much all gay porn. Because the only guy, besides a baseball player, one of the biggest Derek's there is a guy named Derek Diamond, and he does strictly gay porn. So I Googled my name one time and to say like, oh, I'll see what if anything cool pops up. Nothing cool popped up.
Strict gay porn is the best gay porn.
Stripped?
Strict.
Oh, it was strictly gay.
I'm confused. What?
There was no women in the room, no cameramen.
Just all right, so two guys kissing. Back to the actual singing part of this thing instead of talking about him being gay.
Mm-hmm. He's gay?
He's gay?
Shut up, Luke.
Who's gay?
Anyway, so he came second, and yet his album's outselling the main guy, right?
And Madonna and all these other,
that happens,
other huge names. Like, and he's not even... He's not even really famous. I just thought it was pretty cool that he's outselling all these other huge names when his album hasn't even dropped.
But and there hasn't even been really a single. Outselling them, or is it just top for that couple days?
I think for the week or the 2 weeks, he's been in the top 10. Didn't see the exact stat, but it was top.
I have a feeling it's not as amazing because I'd never heard of him until now. Then again, I don't have cable and I don't watch TV.
Yeah,
have you heard here?
But I've never heard. I never heard him until that clip you sent me. And to be honest, I thought his voice was abhorrent.
What genre does he do?
You may as well pop up a little video while we're just talking about him here. See if you can find a...
I'm pretty sure he's like a pop singer.
I think rock. I'm pretty sure it was supposed to be rock.
Well, pop rock. He did a cover of Black and White by Michael Jackson, and it really upset me.
Yeah, don't cover Michael.
It was just not good.
I think Crying was a good one.
Do you know of one that would be good here?
Is anybody listening? The Classified song? Is anybody listening? Adam Lambert remix?
This one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Queen.
With
Queen.
It's him with Queen, though. Well, I want to see
maybe
just
the
him.
Queen, because Freddie is dead.
Oh, it's the two guys, like the finalist and him, the runner-up. So this is the guy who won, singing right now.
Skip this clown.
But they skip in between, right? Like, they take turns singing?
They go back and forth? Oh.
This is him.
See, I don't think that's that great a voice. I don't know.
Well, at the end of the act, they actually 69 in front of everybody.
Really?
Yeah, and they suck each other off.
Back to
no one can sing like Freddie Mercury.
No.
The dude is amazing. He was gay too. This has been the gayest podcast so far.
Yeah,
that's right. I think we can beat it next time.
We'll just do it naked while holding each other's cocks.
I think we should say beat it and gay next time.
Yeah, so I mean, he's got an okay voice, but it's not spectacular, I don't find.
We really should have had a gay person in studio. Would have been,
or
good.
At least
we like we know like we know a lot of gay
people. I live with a lesbian right now.
Just to see like what their opinion was on you know.
I actually talked to my roommate who's a lesbian, and I said she calls me a faggot all the time. She really does, and she doesn't take offense to faggot or dyke bow or anything.
You are a
like
bundle
that.
Of sticks. Yeah. Look at you.
Dyke bow.
Oh, dyke bow. Whatever I can think of.
Just swinging them now.
It's like Tybo. Yeah, that was
remember
totally
that web page he was talking about with all the slurs? No. That's where he gets them all.
I created that web page.
Wikipedia is a list of racial slurs, but they don't have a list of races. That's what threw me off. I wanted to know them all, so I wanted to.
He wanted to know who he could use them on. What a guy. So, yeah, Adam Lambert, what's the verdict? Do you guys think he's a good singer?
He's a good singer.
I'll make a verdict till his album, so I'll hear a couple songs and see if it was worth like the buzz that he's getting.
The guy's singing live. I mean, you're never going to sound as good live as you do on this album, right?
Yeah,
you cannot do it.
Yeah.
So I'll give him props. He's a good singer. I don't think he's amazing by any means.
I wouldn't say he's bad. I just don't like. Maybe I just don't like the style of singing he does. Like hearing that did nothing to make me go, "Oh wow, he's really good."
Well, everybody knows that gay people and blacks are like mortal enemies. So. See where you're coming from.
Well, yeah. There's a new underworld they're making. Instead of vampires and werewolves, it's just gays versus blacks.
That would be a great
Kate
movie.
Kate Beckinsale is just not in it.
She's just unfortunately. No, she is in it. Some brothers love the white women.
That's true.
She's got to be in it.
So I'm definitely going to check that movie out.
Yeah, should be good.
All right, so I guess that's that. We covered. Our show was about 40% gay today.
It was.
Not bad.
Yeah,
we seem to have themes each week.
Yeah, a little bit of race.
Couple racial terms in there, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, we got to talk about stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that we're just talking about some things that are happening, and, you know, it happens.
Yep.
Now, we have one other thing we're going to discuss. Actually, it's a series of things. One final topic, I guess. It's kind of mixed martial arts. We switch from gay pop singers to mixed martial arts because we figure that's
gay
an easy
pop singers grappling each other's mouths.
We figured that's an easy
two muscular men grappling in a cage.
And so basically we're going to bring up Boss Rutan. If you haven't heard of Boss Rutan, he has a street defense video that can teach you how to defend yourself on the street with defense. And so you can check
with
out
with defense.
Yeah.
It's the best thing to defend yourself with, really. Yeah.
So you can check out the link. Actually, we're going to play a little chunk right here of Boss, so pay attention.
The first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Bang, bang, bang. It's a street fight. Never look away from your opponent. Look, sir, I really don't want anything of this. And I go like this, and I slit your throat, and it's over and out.
That's scary as hell.
I'd say.
I would not.
Look at his kick to the crotch. He wants to send them into your stomach.
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin. That's the first thing to do. I follow up, bang, bang, bang. Right away after that, dang it, dang it, dang. See what I'm doing? Boom, that's the left elbow right there. I can also deliver, bang, headbutt out of nothing.
I'm pretty sure me hitting someone with a sledge would hurt less than him headbutting someone.
Yeah. And looky, look what we got here. Smack his face, smack his face. Create distance and grab a chair. You can slam it into his face.
He can use everything as a weapon.
Yeah. Yes. He's the white Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
I will kick him in the groin, boom, right straight, gonna bounce his head.
So basically, yeah, he teaches you ways to defend yourself, starting with the best, which is a kick in the crotch.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Honestly, if I was fighting a dude twice the size of me, I would not feel bad about aiming right at his ball sack.
No. No such thing as a fair fight, isn't that what he says?
Yeah.
When you're on the
street. I mean, and one of my heroes is Bruce Lee, and he was, you know, Jeet Kune Do, you finish the dude as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Which is a kick in the balls if necessary. Makes I mean, sense. If I can avoid it.
Some guys are into that. It finishes them off quick.
Wow. Wow. So we're going to post up Boss Rutan's street fighting defense so you can learn how to defend yourself. Because we don't want anyone that's listening to get hurt.
No.
We like when people listen.
One thing we stress on this show is safety.
Yeah.
Always be safe. Don't run with scissors around a pool.
Don't eat fans.
Holding a toaster that's plugged into the wall.
Don't know. You do not want to do that. You don't want to make toast while you're in the tub. That can be very bad.
Yeah. Don't say fag in L.A.
Yep.
No, because you'll take the heat. You
I think
take
Nikki's kind of soften the blow for anyone else.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make soften it cool.
The blow. Soften the blow. I don't Everything is a pun on this show when you look at our topics.
So the Boss Rootin' idea was kind of like a bonus because we figure if you're listening to us still at this point, you deserve to learn how to never get hurt.
Yeah.
You should be invincible if you listen to our podcast. That's the way I see it. Because
you pretty much have to be invincible.
His wrestling name in Spanish is The Handsome One.
Yeah, it's El Guapo.
The Handsome One?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't argue with him if he got in my face. I'd just be like, yes, sir.
Well, I guess the rest of them have to wear masks because they're so ugly.
Yeah.
Dang. Wow. That's a lot of knockouts.
Yeah.
Say we ended the show with a knockout.
So we have really, some plugs to do?
We really got to get that sound effect, I think, by the way. A nice womp, 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 because I'm just dropping bombs.
You're farting?
Like Hiroshima. Oh, God. Come back to the race shit again.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, plugs.
Plugs.
Who's got plugs?
Well, I'm going to say right now that I want to work on a short film and I need a cast for it. So if anyone's listening and anyone knows people that are into acting or something, and if the actors don't like being paid, then I've got a film for them. I need some people, so contact me.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I want to get this done as soon as possible because when I sit on a project for too long, it just never happens. So,
yep.
So I'm looking for some people. So, I mean, if you're listening and you know people, just message me, send me a picture and their name. You know, whatever the case is, go on the forums and contact me. Cause
everybody come on the forums. We always have discussions.
We all come on the forums.
And things. Yeah.
Speaking of the forums.
Right on my monitor sometimes.
The Q&A that I posted, we're going to address that. So don't worry, anyone that posted, we will get to you. But probably a little bit closer to Halloween time.
Yes, Halloween extravaganza will be happening. So be on the lookout for that.
So I guess that's that. And as usual...
I have my usual.
You got your
sites.
Usual.
My usual sites. I just got to give them out every time, just because.
Until that CD drops, I think it's worth a mention.
FMP, Futuristic Money Players, Intergalactic Ballin'. You might even say we're doing some of that. www.myspace.com/futuristicmoneyplayers. That's players with a Z. And then I have my own personal one that has a bunch of other goodies on there. They're not really on any albums, just songs that I've done. www.myspace.com/lukejamesjf. And another thing, if you're on YouTube, look up some Woods O'Neill. We put a lot of work into those, didn't we, Dev?
Yeah, we did.
So people should
Woods O'Neill is funny stuff.
Check that out.
He's from the backwoods of Belmont, which is where I lived. Actually, it's where I just moved to Halifax from. So Woods is actually, he's actually kind of a minor celebrity.
He's a good
Belmont friend
to all of us.
We
might even be able to get him on the show sometime. I don't know.
I would love that.
He's hard, and he's usually just drunk somewhere in the
That
backwoods.
And I think he's afraid of microphones.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But we'll have to see. But that's on YouTube. It's also on www.redmattersite.com. We got all kinds of stuff. I got writings on there on the forums. Go on there and check those out too. Luke James thinks on the forums. We got all kinds of silly shit for you.
That's true.
Some insightful stuff too. Zachy, go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No problem. I was going to say, I might be uploading, for anyone that doesn't know, I do like magician-y stuff. So
he
I'm going to
start
putting some of that stuff on the website.
He's really good.
Hope you guys like it.
Zachy, not this amateur tricks. Shit either. He's actually really, really good at it. So
I've seen him make
impressed.
Elephant dicks disappear in Zesta.
What?
You agreed to that, okay?
Yes.
Yes, well, I guess that's that. Thank you for listening to another episode of Background Noise.
Unless it's your first one, in which case, welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to your first episode, our third episode.
Go back and listen to the other ones.
We'll listen to the other ones.
Pass them around, because it's going to be a weekly thing, and you may as well get down with us now, because we're brand new.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Peace out.